Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I figured out how to kind of make this happen. And so I go, boo, devil, boo. Here we go. Many people believe poverty and prosperity are both matters of birth or luck. They believe some people are meant to be poor and others are meant to be rich. But now you know that's not what the Word of God says. God has established certain principles of economics that govern who will be rich and who will be poor. And He will not violate His own law. If we follow the principles that lead to poverty, we will be poor. We're all playing an important part in determining our own financial situations. Satan does his part too. He will lie to us in every imaginable way. He will tell us myths about money. He will say that money is evil or that money will corrupt us. He might even suggest that it's godly to be poor, or that you will become even poorer if you give to God. You see, poverty is a partnership. The devil wants us to be poor, and he'll lie to keep us from following the biblical principles that result in wealth. Poverty is a joint venture between Satan and, frankly, our ignorance of God's word. God's law of prosperity says that if we are a liberal giver, our money will increase. Proverbs 11:24-25. Proverbs 11:24-25 in the Message Bible. The world of the generous gets larger and larger. The world of the stingy gets smaller and smaller. The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped. Wow. The God kind of prosperity is based upon giving. When we operate in God's law in our lives, we will begin to experience ever-increasing abundance. Let's expose the tactics of Satan so that he can be exposed and deposed. Now you know why he doesn't like this. He didn't want this call happening today. Satan's a thief. He is a deceptive, calculating plunderer. If left unchecked, he'll move in and out of our lives at his own discretion, trying to find ways to rob and defraud us. He's stolen finances from many of the saints of God by convincing them that poverty is godly and prosperity is evil. His lies have kept us crippled, ineffective, and impotent long enough. Satan has stolen from many Christians the quality of life that God intended for the saints. Establish this next principle clearly in your mind. God wants us prosperous, and the devil wants us poor. God is giving us the biblical principles of economics to achieve prosperity, and Satan tells lies to keep us poor and living in lack. Prosperity is a material state before it's attained through a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers, darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. What we're sharing on today's call is the most important issue. If we do not learn how to stop the devil's robberies in our lives, no matter how much we seek to prosper, we won't make any real progress toward abundance. It's time to expose the devil as the father of lies that he is. John 8:44. It's time to depose him from his position as the ruler of the darkness of this world. The devil has used his lies about money to destroy good relationships, break up families, and yes, even split churches. But the money wasn't evil. It was Satan's lies about the money that were evil. It's time we serve notice on the devil that he's deceived us long enough. For too long, he's ripped off our possessions and indiscriminately robbed the saints of God, literally diminishing the quality of life. It's time to take a stand. It's time we recognize our prosperity heritage. Prosperity is part of the heavenly heritage. It's your right as a child of the King. We have the ability to take back what the devil stole. We can claim a significant portion of the riches of this world and use them to finance the end time harvest before the return of Jesus. This passage of scripture that we're about to read puts it in a proper perspective, our position in this spiritual battle, and highlights our spiritual heritage better than any other. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Behold, I give you the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the ability of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's actually the way what those words mean in the Greek. See, God has given us power, authority over the enemy, and by now we know that poverty is certainly one of the tools the enemies use to keep us weak and ineffective. But we have the power to overcome poverty. It's part of our prosperity heritage as sons and daughters of the Most High God. I want you to listen carefully to Hebrews 2:14. Here's what it says. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Jesus wiped out the devil's power. Can somebody say hallelujah? He can no longer keep us poor. Now God is calling each of us to be great givers and to participate in every aspect of the end time harvest. As strange as it may seem, we're now just beginning to see this wonderful truth about abundance, that it's not an impossible dream. It's a reality that is happening to each of us. We are possessing and should possess a new prosperity mentality. We're walking out of the door of financial impossibilities and crossing the threshold of unlimited financial possibilities through the power of God. God has given us the authority over the enemy. Our Heavenly Father wants us to abound in good things. We have the scriptural ability and authority to reclaim lost treasures. Think of how much more prosperous you would be right now if you could only reclaim the treasures that you've previously lost. You may have stepped out in faith to be a missionary, only to lose your house and property in the process. Maybe you've gone through a painful divorce and lost everything. Perhaps you've been the victim of alcoholism or drugs, been fired from your job, or even lost your home and family. Maybe you loaned someone some money and have not been repaid. Perhaps the lawyer or accountant you trusted proved to be dishonest. God, in his loving concern for you, me, each of us, and as a part of the prosperity process, has provided us with a spiritual way to reclaim those lost treasures. God demands double restitution. Exodus 22:7. If a man shall deliver unto his neighbor money or stuff to keep, and it be stolen out of the man's house, if the thief be found, let him pay double. And if you like that verse, you read Proverbs 6:31, you definitely would love that one. Now, I know somebody's probably thinking, Brother Harold, that's all well and good, but I have no idea where that crooked attorney is anymore. He left the state, no one knows where he went. Don't worry. Our focus must be on the true culprit, the one behind these robbers, no matter what you've lost. The thief is not the dishonest lawyer, the divorce, the liquor, the drugs. The engineer of this robbery is Satan himself. He works in and through the children of disobedience, unsaved men and women. Ephesians 2:2. Wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The devil is the true thief. He's the one who takes what belongs to us, whether it's our health or wealth, our happiness, our job, or any of our other possessions. But, the Bible says, we find the thief and accuse him, he must repay double what he stole. You read Proverbs 6:31 seven times. Today, if not before, we have found and identified the thief. Satan himself. Well, we're not wrestling with flesh and blood lawyers, bankers, real estate agents, or any other person or group. We're wrestling with Satan and his host of demon forces. The next move is up to us. God is waiting for his people to take up the arms that he's already provided, the weapons of our spiritual warfare, and take back everything the devil has stolen from us. Behind every evil activity on this earth, there's a single mastermind, Satan. He is behind all the troubles, riots, wars, crimes, murders, and theft that have taken place in the past, and all the evil things which are still happening today. When you name the true villain in your spiritual warfare and take him to God's heavenly court, you can begin to benefit from God's system of retribution and restoration in your life. Let's look at Exodus 22:7 one more time. This time, we're reading it in the New Living Translation. Suppose someone leaves money or goods with a neighbor for safekeeping, and they're stolen from the neighbor's house. The thief is caught. The compensation is double the value of what was stolen. Remember, the devil is the root of all sin. Lies, theft, hatred, deception. But Jesus is the root of all righteousness. Our environment is not able to keep us from prospering when we follow God's laws of biblical economics. If you're in poverty at the moment, and notice I said at the moment, it's not because of some chance of birth, education, ethnic origin, or whatever you may think is holding you back. Our battle and problems are with the devil himself. If God has given us the power to get wealth, and he has, then it logically follows that Satan will try to bring us to poverty. Begin now, today, right now, November 13th, to live a prosperous life. Start challenging the real thief, the enemy. Accuse him in God's heavenly court. Demand your goods back. Rebuke Satan. Expelling from your thinking patterns and think only on those things that God says in his word concerning you and your prosperity. Be strong-handed when dealing with the devil because you have the authority over his ability. Poverty cannot live in us or around us when we destroy its root causes. Can somebody say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Forgive me for that. Listen, now you know why the enemy didn't want this call going over the airways. But today it's now time, a sounding call for you to take back everything the enemy stolen from you. Everything. Everything. And how do I know you can do it? Because the Word of God says that you can. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you for hanging around today. A vast majority of you did. And we'll get this adjusted and fixed so we can put it on the playback. Give us a couple hours. Hallelujah. Meditate on this. This message will help set you free from everything the enemy is trying to use against you. No doubt about it. No doubt. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to heraldhearing.com. The top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed to put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. So while you're there, check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. And keep thinking rich thoughts.